Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My prayer is that you are encouraged, transformed, and equipped through each episode.
Hi guys, welcome to the Patty Valenzuela podcast. I'm so glad that you are joining us from wherever it is that you are tuning in, be it Spotify or iTunes, or perhaps you're watching us through YouTube. We are so welcome that you have joined us today. I just want to say that in these times of chaos and these times of panic, and there's just so many things that are going on in the world today, and my heart really goes out to every nation. My heart's really going out to every home and every family. I know that it's been a difficult time, and sometimes we need a word of encouragement to just uplift us and encourages us. And I get that, but I feel the need to come to your home to really know how to maneuver, how to walk, and how to really just overcome in these seasons, because we will overcome. You know, everything that we go through in life is temporary. Problems do not last forever. And although it seems like it's been a season that's just never ending, it does have an ending. So I just want to encourage everybody. My heart does go out for everybody. And we are praying. I want you to know that we are praying. Our intercessors are praying. We come to you every Friday live, Facebook Live, just interceding for you guys. Every day we're praying for the body of Christ, for homes, for families, for even our police officers. And perhaps you live in any city, all the first responders, all the police officers that are being affected right now, that even those that have the coronavirus, we are praying and we are believing that God is just miraculously moving and that he is going to bring a supernatural miracle upon your life. And so we are covering you and protecting you with the precious blood of Jesus, declaring that it will not touch you and it will not touch your home. But I want to come to you today out of the topic of atmospheres, because I believe in the times that we are living in, we must protect our atmospheres. I believe that if we are going to walk this season correctly, there has to be a protection of your atmosphere. Atmosphere is everything. You know, the Bible speaks of atmospheres, and oftentimes we don't really make an emphasis on the two atmospheres, but there are in fact two atmospheres. We have a spiritual atmosphere and we have a physical atmosphere that we live in. And so when you look at the scriptures in the book of Ephesians, the Bible speaks of spiritual battles, and God gives reference to atmospheres and what's all around us that perhaps we can't see with our carnal eyes. But the Bible speaks about spiritual battles that are going on right now against two atmospheres, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of darkness. And we have to be knowledgeable in how we are going to walk in this season, because how we conquer, how we attain the victory has everything to do with our atmosphere. Now, there is a physical atmosphere that we can see, we can smell, we can hear, we can touch, and we can actually taste it. But the Bible makes reference to another atmosphere, which is a spiritual atmosphere that we cannot see with the naked eye. We cannot see with the natural eye. We cannot even experience it with our natural senses. But it is in fact very, very real. And it's vital that we understand a little more about it so that we can walk this season, attain the victory, and come out more than a conqueror after this is done. This attack against all of our nations, this virus, this pandemic that has attacked our nations, that is attacking families, the livelihood of every single person, the livelihood of even moms that are now having to homeschool their children, and it's attacking everything. Listen, it can come. And as it has come to attack us, we can either come out victoriously or we can come out being overcome by it. And so his desire is for us to come out more than conquerors. But that's going to depend on even our atmospheres. So I want to talk about this spiritual atmosphere and how important and vital and crucial it is for us to guard it right now. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against rulers, powers, against this dark age." And then it says, "against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." So it speaks about an atmosphere that is a spiritual atmosphere that you and I cannot discern with our natural eye, with our natural ears, with our natural senses. And so it is very well, in fact, very real. So perhaps you can't see it, but it's real. And so let me ask you this question, and you can answer it there. Have you ever walked into a room and you feel the atmosphere tense? Does your house feel tense right now? Moms that are having to homeschool their children, does it feel tense? Families that are having to be quarantined right now, does it feel tense? Well, just like you can feel that atmosphere, I want to tell you something. Panic creates an atmosphere. Fear creates an atmosphere. And if you've ever walked into a room and you can feel fear, that is the atmosphere of hell. The atmosphere of Satan is fear. The atmosphere of the kingdom of darkness is panic and fear. And because that is the atmosphere in the realm of the spirit, the atmosphere of Satan, where he abides, where he lives, is he lives in an atmosphere of fear. He is, in fact, afraid. And although he releases fear and we feel like we are afraid, he's really afraid. That's his atmosphere. That is what he lives. So wherever you see anxiety, wherever you see panic, it is in fact the atmosphere of hell. And why is this important? Because what we are seeing in the world now, it is a release of fear. It is a release of a panic, of anxiety across the earth. Not just in the United States, but everywhere. And the goal of the enemy is to steal, to kill, and to destroy us. So more so than ever, we must be aware of our atmospheres. Because if the enemy can release an atmosphere of fear, that means that he has entrance. Because the realm of the spirit, the kingdom of darkness, Satan and his cohorts actually can begin to be activated through atmospheres. In other words, they can go to work in certain atmospheres. So they need an atmosphere, in other words, to be able to attack your life. The enemy needs a certain atmosphere to come into your home. The enemy cannot come in into an atmosphere that's full of the presence of God. I guarantee you, the presence of God is going to cause every spirit to evacuate. That's why the Bible says that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And so Satan needs an atmosphere. And what he's doing right now that the body of Christ needs to understand is that the enemy is using this pandemic to actually release fear across the earth. Why? Because if he can create an atmosphere in our lives, now he has access and now he has an entrance. So we've got to guard our atmospheres. Now, if you've ever walked into a place, no words have to be said. Nobody has to say any words. You can just feel the atmosphere. You can feel the tension in a home. Now, atmospheres are important because you are either going to attract the Holy Spirit, the presence of God, or you're going to attract the demonic realm. We are seeing on social media, on Facebook, all kinds of different platforms where fear is being released. A, you can release faith or you can release fear. We can release love or we can release fear. And this is all so important right now. More so than ever, you've got to be conscious of the atmospheres in which you abide in, and you have to be conscious of the atmospheres that you yourself are creating in your life. Now, the atmosphere of the Holy Spirit, when the Holy Spirit comes into a place, it actually, that atmosphere is attracted to certain things. The Holy Spirit is attracted to unity. So wherever you see unity, the Holy Spirit is going to abide there. I was seeing some statistic and report, and we were seeing how now that people are being quarantined, there's a lot of family violences because not everybody feels safe and united in a home. Listen, this is the hour where we're going to have to create unity in our homes. This is the hour where we're going to have to create unity because it attracts the Holy Spirit. Unity attracts the power of God. What else attracts the power of God? Holiness. Living in a place of holiness and in a state of holiness, being set apart for God. That if right now you feel lukewarm, these are times to turn to the fire of God and passion for God. Now, what attracts the Holy Spirit is purity, praise, Your worship attracts the Holy Spirit. Prayer, love, unity, it attracts the Holy Spirit. Now, certain atmospheres are attracting the demonic realm, like lust, anger, hatred, disunity, division, criticism, negative talking. All of that is going to attract the other atmosphere, which is the atmosphere of the kingdom of darkness. We have to guard our atmospheres. We have to perceive what our atmospheres are like. What kind of atmosphere are you creating? Because we actually live in an atmosphere. We create an atmosphere. Jesus walked in an atmosphere. That's why wherever he went, there were miracles, there were signs, and there were wonders, because he actually created an atmosphere. Everywhere he went, he was an atmosphere. What kind of atmosphere are you creating? What kind of atmosphere do you live in? Are you listening to the news? Yes, we must be aware. Yes, we must be aware of what's going on in the world. But let that not begin to govern your atmosphere. Although I am aware to be conscious and to have knowledge of it, but it does not govern me. What needs to govern our lives is really the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit should be the one that is governing and creating an atmosphere around us. Now, listen to what I'm going to say to you. You impact your spirit by the atmosphere that you choose. I'm going to say that again. You impact, there's an impact in your spirit by the atmosphere that you are choosing. That's why some people become cold in God, because of the atmosphere that they have chosen. If you choose to be around certain atmospheres, well, that's going to affect and impact your spirit. That's why I must create a spirit, or an atmosphere rather, that attracts the Holy Spirit. Because your spirit is being impacted right now by the atmosphere that you are choosing, not only to create, but the atmosphere that you are willing to be around. Now, hear what I'm going to say. The choice you make with either the places that you go, the words that you are releasing out of your mouth, those are creating an atmosphere. And that is impacting your spirit. So if you choose to begin to declare sickness, we are not living in times where you have to begin to declare the coronavirus, it's spreading in my city, it's spreading in my city. You know what you're doing? You are creating an atmosphere. Every time you say the coronavirus, you know what we ought to declare? And you ought to attract the Holy Spirit is speak words of life. Stop speaking words of death and destruction. Begin to speak words of life, because words have power. The Bible says death and life are in the power of the tongue. Why is it saying that? Because every word that I release, I am creating an atmosphere. I am either choosing an atmosphere of God or an atmosphere of hell. And I'm sure and I'm certain that everybody watching and everybody listening does not want an atmosphere from hell. We want to start to release words of life. You ought to be saying words of life. You know, by the blood of Jesus, we declare and we decree that this coronavirus is evacuating from my city. It is evacuating from my nation, that there is life. There is not death. The Bible says that God told Ezekiel to speak to dead and dry bones. We ought to be speaking life, because our words are creating all kinds of atmospheres around us. I mean, I can't tell you how many people send me a message and they're scared. They're afraid that their son or their daughter is going to catch the virus. Or they're afraid that so-and-so is going to catch the virus. Listen, it's time to rise and begin to create an atmosphere of glory, an atmosphere of the presence of God, an atmosphere where the Holy Spirit begins to abide in our lives. So the words that you speak, the words that are coming out of your mouth, are actually creating an atmosphere. And the atmosphere that you choose is going to affect and impact your spirit. Well, it's no wonder that people fall away from God because of the atmosphere that they chose. How many times have we seen a person who went to church, who experienced the power of God, who experienced the power and the presence of Almighty God, cried at an altar, but chose to go to an atmosphere where there is criticism, where there is murmuring, where there is division, where there's betrayal, where there's a spirit of rebellion. And what happens to that individual? That individual starts to get cold in God. That's why Corinthians said bad company corrupts good character. Why? It's the company that you're around that is creating an atmosphere. So the atmosphere that you choose to be around is actually going to impact your spirit. It's going to impact your soul. It has a big impact on your life. So more so now than ever, we must choose the atmosphere of the Holy Spirit. We have to be use wisdom. What use wisdom? What atmosphere do I want to live in? And then we have to start to create an atmosphere at home. What kind of atmosphere are you creating at home? What kind of atmosphere are you, husband, creating at home? What kind of atmosphere, wife, are you creating at home? What kind of atmosphere, son and daughter, are you creating at home? What is your atmosphere like? Because the atmosphere that you choose is going to affect your spirit. And so now that we are quarantined, that we cannot go out and go to the temple and go to worship and then come back and then create another atmosphere, I think that these are days where God is speaking to the homes. I feel that this is the time where God is starting to align the homes. So hear me what I'm going to say. The atmosphere you choose is going to affect the spirit. It's going to impact your spirit. But the atmosphere, number two, the atmosphere that you create around you, the atmosphere you choose to be around, is even going to affect the way God moves. I'm going to say it again. Number one, it affects your spirit. It impacts your spirit. But number two, it even affects the way God moves. God cannot move in certain atmospheres. God is attracted to certain atmospheres. God needs atmospheres to be able to move, just like Satan needs an atmosphere to be able to move. You know what the devil's doing right now? He's using the fear. The fear that's being released across the earth, Satan's going, this is an open door. Now I can attack this home. Now I can attack this nation. Now I can attack this church. Now I can attack this family. Do not give way to the enemy. The Bible says to shut every door. The Bible says do not give place to the enemy. The Bible says resist the devil and he will flee. You have to resist fear. You have to resist any kingdom of darkness atmosphere of panic that is trying to come into your life, because God will correspond or will move in certain atmospheres. Mark chapter 5, verse 5 and 6. And it says, Jesus said to them, a prophet is treated with honor everywhere except in his own hometown, among his relatives, and in his own house. He was unable, Jesus, the Savior of the world, that had no anointing on reservation, who had limitless anointing, who was God really in the flesh, Jesus, the Almighty Savior of the world, he was unable to do any miracle in Nazareth except to heal a few sick people by laying his hands upon them. He was amazed at the depth of their unbelief. In other words, the atmosphere of unbelief stopped God from actually moving in the lives of the people. He could not perform miracles. Why? Because it was an atmosphere of unbelief. It was an atmosphere of dishonor. It was an atmosphere of coming against Jesus. That atmosphere is the kind of atmosphere that Satan wants. Satan needs an atmosphere. You know the spirit of Python? It needs an atmosphere. The spirit of Jezebel? It needs an atmosphere. An atmosphere of jealousy. An atmosphere of low self-esteem. The spirit of Python needs an atmosphere of limited thinking. Of a mentality, of a stronghold in your life. The spirit of Leviathan, it needs an atmosphere. It needs an atmosphere of disunity. It needs an atmosphere of division for it to begin to attack. Well, Jesus could not perform a single miracle because it had an atmosphere. There was an atmosphere that was created in that hometown. Not because Jesus couldn't do it. Not because Jesus didn't want to do it. But because of the atmosphere that was there. Our atmospheres are vital. Our atmospheres are key. We've got to provoke God and create an atmosphere so that God can heal, so that God can heal our land, so that that virus does not touch us, so that the enemy cannot come in to our homes. We must create an atmosphere full of the Holy Spirit. Now, God manifests His presence when the atmosphere is right. That's when God manifests. See, people have said to me, oh, well, God is everywhere. Yes, God is everywhere because he's omnipresent, but he doesn't manifest everywhere. He manifests where the atmosphere is correct. When we create an atmosphere of joy, of celebration, God loves atmospheres where there's true praise and true worship. God loves atmospheres of unity. God loves atmospheres where there is celebration. These are not times to be sad. These are not times to be discouraged. These are times to rejoice and celebrate because God already has the victory. I want to encourage you in this moment, in these times. These atmospheres are not times to be complaining. These are not, don't create an atmosphere of complaining. Do not create an atmosphere where, you know, they're just a fear of panic, of anxiety, of you don't know what's going to happen, of unbelief. These are times to create an atmosphere of love, of unity, of praise, of worship. Start to create an atmosphere inside your home. Now, I'm going to pray for you because the Holy Spirit prompted me this scripture. The gifts of the Spirit, the fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, self-control, love, and joy. Those are the fruits of the Spirit. So wherever the Holy Spirit is, you're going to see all the fruits of the Spirit there abiding. So, as I've spoken, what kind of atmosphere are you creating? What kind of atmosphere have you created? What kind of atmosphere do you need to get rid of? Change now. Now's the time. Don't give any entrance to the enemy. Do not allow the enemy in this time to create an atmosphere of panic. If you have to shut down social media, shut it down. Whatever you have to do to guard your atmosphere, begin to guard it. The words that are coming out of your mouth, speak life. I'm going to pray for you. And I declare that the dominating atmosphere is going to be an atmosphere filled with the Holy Spirit. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for your people today, declaring that every negative atmosphere that was created in this season, where the enemy is trying to take advantage, it is bound today. I arrest it in the name of Jesus. I intercept atmospheres right now that the enemy is using and creating so that he can come and take ground. I bind every spirit that took advantage of this season. I bind every spirit that is trying to come in through any means in families, in homes. In the name of Jesus, I intercept it right now. And I declare in Jesus' name that the power of the Holy Spirit is beginning to invade every home. That the Holy Spirit presence is coming to invade every house. Father, I am asking you to release your Holy Spirit presence. As the people begin to repent for creating a wrong atmosphere, for not guarding their atmosphere. Today, Father, we tell anxiety no. We order it out in the name of Jesus. We command it to go by the blood of the Lamb. And we declare today, God, that the Holy Spirit is invading our homes more so now than ever. That we will watch and guard our atmospheres. We will put a muzzle in our mouths if we have to, God, so that we can speak life, God, not negativity. We will speak life over our cities and our nations. Father, we declare this in the mighty name of Jesus. I guard, Father, right now, every atmosphere, and I intercept it right now. Father, any work of darkness that is trying to permeate and penetrate anybody, Father, today it is guarded and intercepted. Jesus, we thank you for what you're doing in the people's lives through this, because we know that you are victorious and we know that you have it under control, Father. We ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Guard your atmospheres, guys. This is time to guard your atmospheres. We are praying for you. We love you. Please subscribe. Please share with everybody you possibly can. Share our podcast with everybody. Hit the bell so that you can get all our updates. We love you, guys. I recommend that you read my book, The Spirit of Python. You need to get that spirit out of your homes. We love you guys. We bless you. And until next time.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you would like more content, a link to all of our social media will be provided in the description. And as always, subscribe and hit the notification button to get new uploads. And be sure to like and share. Until next time.